Any members of the public have anything they'd like to bring to our attention? We've got about five more minutes. If yes, please come forward to the microphone there in front of you and identify yourself, please. Turn the microphone on, please. Nope.
Do you hear me now? Now we
can hear you. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the opportunity to be here today and thank everyone that's
your name,
work.
Please.
I'm sorry. My name is Hope Turlington. I'm an advocate for Dorothea Dix Hospital, and I appreciate everybody being here today and working on this most important issue. The health of so many are at total your hands, and I know many of them. I've worked with them. But I am here today to plead, as I have many times, to keep Dorothea Dix Hill for our sick, not for NC State, Bicentennial Park, for extension of golf courses, for any kind of park. The ground was dedicated to our sick. It has been deeded to our sick. I am here begging on bended knees for about $970,000 per our past Secretary Dempsey Benton. Those were his figures. We have 10 million population in the state of North Carolina. 7.5% to 10% do have mental health needs. That has been there for 156 years. And I cannot stand the thoughts of seeing a golf cart running up and down the hill over there that sick people's beds are supposed to be on, our sick people. The Olmstead Act, it's been totally misinterpreted. It was put in to help mentally sick people, our sick people, and it has been interpreted in anybody's discretion of the way and what they wanted. So I beg these senators and our legislators and our DHHS and everybody that is concerned to please take hold and do the right thing. I had been told that all this transpired in the administration of Governor Jim Hunt when this land was approached and deemed too important to take care of our most needed. I say, if anything can be done, is that we do the right thing. And I'm told by many legislators that it was done, it's a done deal, it cannot be changed. But if something is terribly wrong, I'm asking for myself and the rest of the people in North Carolina, and especially our sick, let's make it right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other members from the public wish to make a statement at this time? If none, thank you all very much for your attendance today. Members, I hope you have turned in your vouchers at this time, reimbursement papers, and thank you very much, and this meeting is adjourned.